November is Hospice and Palliative Care Month, so I thought it was a good opportunity to bring Susan Walters back on. She's an RN and the manager of the Home Health and Hospice over at Peace Harbor Hospital. Susan, how are you doing today?
Hey, George, how are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, too. You know, this is something that we looked at last year, and of course, one of the big events that is part of November is Light Up a Life. This year, it's the 25th year for Peace Harbor Hospital's event. Did you consider canceling this because of what's happening with COVID-19?
Never. No. Never did we consider canceling Light Up a Life. The only thing we asked is, how are we going to do this to make it work? Light Up a Life has been a meaningful connector for our community, for those who have lost a loved one either this year or years past. And so, no, it was never an option for us to cancel.
Now, let me back up a minute here, because I want to talk a little bit about hospice versus palliative care. I think I know, but it's easier if you tell it, the differences between the two.
That's a great question. Palliative care and hospice both serve patients, across toward the end of their lifespan. But the focuses are a little bit different. So palliative care focuses toward home management of chronic or serious illness. While receiving palliative care services, one may continue seeking life-sustaining treatment. However, the focus of care is still on quality of life, including the psychosocial spiritual concerns when facing chronic illness. Things change once hospice care is introduced. The focus is on the holistic care of the person and the family. When one may consider no longer seeking life-sustaining treatment and really seeking quality versus quantity of life, and when their healthcare provider assesses that a life expectancy is 6 months or less. Now, many people live much longer than 6 months, even on hospice care. Sometimes the additional support, people actually even improve, but the goal of hospice care is more symptom management, social support of the family. So a little different focus.
Now, with palliative care, there is a more social aspect to that, or important for the psyche of the person, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. How has that been more difficult or changed with COVID-19?
Oh, gosh. I think in general, for all of us, those psychosocial spiritual needs are more complex right now, especially for those facing chronic illness who may find it difficult to go out, even just be outside or seek connection in those sort of socially, physically distanced ways. So I think in general, when one is facing chronic illness, there often is a sense of isolation. And I think that that's just exponential now with COVID. So I actually spoke with our social worker earlier today, kind of anticipating talking a little bit about grief and isolation during this time of COVID. And she just really emphasized the importance of reaching out to places of worship, reaching out to groups, family, grandchildren, making those phone calls, because that human connection is just so vital to our humanity. So.
Yeah, it's something we tend to miss. I mean, even those of us who are healthy, have real issues. I mean, me for particular, it's like, how do you get to that social aspect? And luckily, part mm-hmm. of me is partially introverted, so I have that alone time, which is okay sometimes too. But tell us what this year's event is going to look like.
Yeah, so we have a website up that offers a welcome from our new hospice chaplain, Dal Cobb, and the opportunity to light a virtual candle and dedicate that light in memory of a loved one. We're also asking for people to share stories. And through the website, there's an opportunity to do that. If folks would like to share but don't have access to a computer or maybe feel a little uncomfortable with that, we're inviting them to please call our foundation or our office and share stories of maybe things that they've learned in the course of their journey that may help others who are grieving, or experiences, a verse, song that may sustain others on their hospice or caregiving path, or perhaps a story of gratitude for a hospice caregiver. So we anticipate curating and sharing these stories in a special way with our community, but we are hoping that people will find this as an opportunity to connect.
So this is kind of a dual event then, because at the same time we're honoring and remembering those that are past, we're also honoring those and celebrating those that have helped along the way.
Yes, absolutely. We will have a recorded ceremony Saturday, December 12th at 2 p.m. It will run on Facebook. And during that time, one of our social workers will be available to moderate and offer grief support. We'll have the music and reading of names that people are used to with the Light Up a Life ceremony. But this will be recorded also and held on our website forever. So it won't just be December 12th at 2, although that's when it will be moderated, but it will continue to be held there on our website.
What is the web address for the website?
Yeah, it's www.peacehealth, all one word, peacehealth.org/peaceharbor-lual, for Light of a Life.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Now, the holidays can be a really tough time for people who are grieving. This year could be even harder because of COVID. Besides this event, mm-hmm. what are some of the resources in the community for people experiencing loss?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. Our hospice does offer a grief and loss support group that meets weekly on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Right now it's meeting virtually. And what I would recommend is that folks call our agency and let us guide you. Let us guide you to getting connected with that. Our grief and loss support group is facilitated by our social worker, Norma Wood, who's just highly skilled and has kind of been a steady force for this group in our community and continues to run the group virtually. Other things I think would be to realize that it's normal for the holidays to feel like a one-off this year. You may not feel like putting up a Christmas tree. You may not feel like doing the usual things. You may feel like doing them with much joy. Anything in that range is normal. And so for folks to be gentle with themselves, phone a friend, reach out to places where you already are connected, that any of that is okay.
Has COVID impacted hospice services at Peace Harbor at all, or in what way?
Yeah. Well, I would say the way it's impacted us most is careful following of CDC recommendations for protecting our patients and protecting their families and protecting our caregivers. Peace Health, we do have adequate PPE, that personal protective equipment. So when our caregivers enter, before they enter one of our patients' homes, we're screening over the phone first. We enter masked, we enter with eye protection. We ask our patients and caregivers when possible to also mask. We're careful with disinfection as we leave the home. So I would say it's really just following those best practices to protect our community, protect ourselves.
Now, I've spoken over time with some volunteers that have worked at the hospital, and there's been limitations because of the COVID pandemic. Are volunteers able to help in any way with hospice at this point?
Yes, we've just begun welcoming back our volunteers. It was a sad day back in March when we told our volunteers, we need you to be safe. And so we had, unfortunately, had some months without our volunteers on site, although we've just welcomed back some volunteers over the last week, those who are doing non-patient contact kind of support. So these volunteers are supporting our team and operations, like helping us put all our reading materials for families together and creating the bouquets for our Flowers of Love program, where we deliver flowers to our hospice patients and families. So we're very pleased about having our volunteers back. For people who may be interested in reaching out and volunteering in some way, I would recommend they call our office and talk with Karen Guy, our hospice volunteer coordinator, who really makes it very accessible and easy to do.
And what's that number they could call?
Yeah, it's 541-997-3418.
Now, in lieu of volunteering, is there anything else people can do to donate in any way?
Definitely donate. Your donation stays here in this community. It supports the work of our hospice, ongoing education, community needs, special projects and outreach. Those donations can be made through our website or by reaching out to our foundation director, Heather Kwas Anza. And her phone number is 541-902-6589. And she can guide through that process as well.
Okay, now the date again of Light Up a Life is?
Saturday, December 12th at 2 p.m.
All right. And again, one more time, the web address for people to go to.
Yeah, thank you. It's www.peaceharbor-lual.
All right. Susan Walters, RN and manager of the Home Health and Hospice at Peace Harbor Hospital. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, George.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Next up is the lifeblood of the Sayusaw Public Library, Aaron Gournier and Meg Spencer.